Each one of us can build wealth, replace scarcity with abundance, replace average with greatness, replace uncertainty with conviction. Success is there for the taking. Small business owners, entrepreneurs, startups, and the ambitious, Grant Cardone tells you what you have to do to prosper in this new economy. He'll inform you in everything business, finance, and career related. Get ready. Find the knowledge for your success. It's all here, right now, in the Cardone Zone.
Hey, how's everybody doing, man? Welcome to the Cardone Zone every Friday, okay? Every Friday, this is what I bring to you, how to get your zone right, okay? I'm doing a tie-down thing, you know? It's kind of a new look. I don't know. I'm working it out. Hey, my name's Grant Cardone. This is Cardone Zone. Whatever it takes, network is the network, the fastest growing digital network in the world today. Today, I'm talking to you about when do you start and go out on your own? Question that I constantly get. Go ahead, Shavita. Question I constantly get from people. Man, when do I go out on my own? Man, I got this great idea for a business. I'm going to make millions with it, man. Every day, literally every day, somebody hits me up on Facebook, Instant Messenger, tweeters me. I've been even having some people periscope me, telling me, man, I got an idea, Grant. I mean, I know you need another couple million. And this is a lay-down idea. Every day I get that, okay? So look, folks, before you go into business for yourself, I know you got your business plan laid out. I know you laid it out. I know you took a lot of time. And I know you hate your boss. And you're like, damn, if he can make money, I can make money. I know you hate the hours and you want more time off and you're like, hey man, I can come and go as I please, do what I want. But before you go to work for yourself, you need to have the real deal here. You need to know what you're really getting into, because the proof is in the pudding. And today we're going to be talking and taking your calls, 305-865-8668. I'll tell you, are you ready or not? I'm going to ask you a couple of key questions and then I will tell you whether you're ready or not. And look, I'm all for you. I want you to go out on your own. I want you to go do the deal. First thing you need to do is get real, though. You need to get real. You understand what I'm saying? Don't make the mistake of thinking, okay, wait a minute, man. I'm going to work 30 hours a week. I'm going to be a consultant. I'm going to go charge. I tell you what, you know what I'm going to do? I know guys that do this. They get in a training business like me. Okay, I'm going to go charge $500 a day. I'm going to sell 10 people a month. It's $5,000, $60,000 a year. And that's what you think is going to happen. And I'll make $60,000. I'll be off 255 days of the year. Okay. Look, you need to get real. Okay. Going to work for yourself is not a way to escape the freaking Hitler that you work for. Because if you hate the guy you work for now, trust me, when you go work for yourself, you're going to freaking despise the new guy you work for. You will hate your freaking guts, or you won't make it, because if you're not willing to be Hitler at work when you're doing it on your own, when you're waking up in the morning, if you're not willing to tell the dogs, the kid, and the wife to stay out of your office, then you're going to freak. Everybody's going to hate your guts. The reality is 50% of all businesses fail within 5 years. There's got to be a reason. Well, they don't have enough money. That is not the reason businesses fail. Okay. They all did a business plan and they all had some money. Most of them had money that they got from their brother, their mother, their uncle, their aunt. 65% of all businesses, an even scarier, more terrifying number than the 50% failure rate, 65% of all companies break even or lose money every freaking year. Can you imagine? Guy says, I'm going to go work for myself now. My company makes money. Okay, maybe you sell cars and you're like, I'm going to go start a used car dealership. Or you work for a plumber. You're a plumber and you're like, I'm going to go start my own plumbing, my roofing deal. I'm going to be a masseuse. I'm going to be a cosmetologist. I'm going to be an anesthesiologist. What is that called? Okay, whatever, right? So I don't have an education and I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go be the drug dealer. I'm not going to just use drugs anymore. I'm going to sell drugs. I'm going to sell weed in Colorado now that it's legal. Trust me, man. Your business plan doesn't even have or taken into consideration some of the stuff that is going to happen to you. Do you think anybody put 9/11 on their business plan, or Katrina or Sandy, or a shooting, a school shooting? Do you know how much business was lost just with the Connecticut shooting? Do you think anybody plans on Baltimore going down? You know there was somebody that started a business in Baltimore 3 weeks ago. They can't even ring a register this week. How about you're a vendor and you're a Baltimore vendor? You just went into the vending business and, oh, by the way, your game the other night. Okay? Nobody was in the freaking stadium. See, you don't plan on these things. So I want you to call in today. The number's 305-865-8668, 305-865-8668. We got five callers right now. My first business, I got into business. I didn't want to go into business for myself. I don't know if y'all know this story. But I was fired from a job. I wasn't fired, actually. I was told to mind my own business, which to me was like, you know, that was enough. Okay, you could have fired me and I wouldn't have left. But when you tell me to mind my own business and I'm the most productive person in the company by about five times, when I'm outselling seven and eight and nine people, company goes out of business 9 months after I left, by the way. And I was still not making money. Okay, they went busted. And 9 months after I started my company, I was making less money for the next 3 years than I made working for the man. We got the lines are full. This is the Cardone Zone. We got people coming in. People loving this show. Every Friday, 1 o'clock, Miami Beach. We come to you. We Periscope part of the show. You guys on Periscope, swipe right. Share the broadcast. As long as you're adding people coming in. And if you follow me, man, I'm having a good air day. If you follow me, if you're not following me, you need to follow me because I'm going to drop some shit into your freaking life that's going to change the way the bank treats you when you go there. Does the bank even know your name, folks? Because let me tell you, if you're going to own your own business, the bank needs to know your name, okay? So a couple things I'm talking about today. I'm writing an article right now. I've been asked to write an article about when to start your own business. Here's my points, and then I'm going to take some callers. Number one, you want to get real. Do not make the mistake of thinking this is a way to get rich quick. It is not. It took me 3 years. It took me actually 42 months to make more money than I was making at the job I had before. 3.5 years, that's 36 months. Yeah, 3 years and 6 months. I'm like, oh my God, man, I finally, after 42 months, made more money in 1 month than I'd made at my job before that. Here was the problem. I was scared to spend the money because I had 42 months being hammered in my head that I had made a mistake. So even when I finally had a good month, I was scared to do anything with the money because I'm like, I don't mean next month's going to be good. I was punished for about 6 years. Doesn't mean you will be, but get real. Number two, you must become an evangelist. If you hate evangelists, if you hate people like me, if you hate Reverend Falwell, if you hate, what's the guy's name that's in Baltimore right now, the black guy, the thin guy, he went really skinny. Everybody hates him. Sharpton. Al Sharpton. If you hate the Al Sharptons of the world, folks, that's who you must become because you will have to sell everybody. 90% of running a business is selling the employees, not the customers. Forget a customer. The employees, the shareholders, your mom, your dad. Everybody's going to tell you it's crazy. The kids, man, you have to become a freaking fanatic. Number three, get me the money. Don't show me the money. Oh, y'all got this business plan. Oh, there's billions of dollars in this business. It's a $100 billion business. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. Get me some money. Don't show me the money. Don't talk about the money. Get me some money from somebody. You could literally have a product that would promise I will reverse your aging process. I will take you from 30 years old back to 21, and you will stay there forever. And I guarantee, and I'll give you money to go with it. In addition to drop taking 10 years off your life, I will also give you $1 million. And I guarantee you'd have trouble collecting money for that product. So get me money. Prove that you can actually get money from someone, not just build a business plan that shows me money. You got to get obsessed. This is going to be every freaking day, every freaking second. If you don't like worry and stress now, trust me, you're going to hate working for yourself. Every second, you're going to wake up scared and you're going to go to sleep scared. You think dreams, they're gone. Replaced by freaking nightmares, okay? Now look, if you can deal with everything I'm telling you right now, if you're freaking lunatic and crazy enough to take a pay cut, which you will take, there is no way you're making 100 grand now. There's no way you go work for yourself and you make 100 grand that year. It doesn't happen, won't happen. It's not going to happen, okay? You're taking a pay cut. If you're not willing to freaking eat the cut, because that money needs to go back into that business. Oh, by the way, the business plan, that business plan y'all talk about, I got a business plan, 200 pages. It ain't got nothing to do with reality, okay? You will not come up with the stuff that's going to blow the business up in a bad way. Okay, I remember I had a business that was dependent upon a piece of technology, and the company that provided this piece of technology, this business failed for me, by the way, did a deal with an adversary, and the adversary made them bury that piece of equipment. So I no longer had it. I woke up one day, I was fine. Next day, I was done. John from Augusta. Hey, John, how you doing?
Let's do it.
What's up, brother, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm terrific. How about yourself?
Come on, man. I'm just freaking smoking, killing it today. Thank God I'm free.
That's it, brother. That's it. I'm working for it. Hey, man, check it out. I'm self-employed. Yep. I'm an auto dealer. I got my own license. I had some partners in the past. Didn't work too good, so I'm on my own now. I got about 40,000 in cars and about 30 liquid. My question to you is there, do I need to get a floor plan or do I use my own? I mean, where do I go?
You need to turn your product faster, bro. You need to turn that inventory faster. That 40 you got, you need to turn it into 44 today and roll. And then you need to get that other 30 you're sitting on, get it back into cars. Okay, you got to roll your product faster. And I don't know how you do that. I don't know if you're doing auctions, Friday nights, periscopes. Like, I'm periscoping right now. You ought to be doing some periscope auctions.
Okay.
You got to go crazy, dude.
Yeah, man.
When's the last time you took off? What time did you get to work this morning?
Oh, shit, I barely went to sleep, brother.
What time did you get to work this morning? That was not an answer.
I was auctioning 8 o'clock this morning, man.
Good.
Auctioning three days a week.
Did you buy something or sell something?
I sold three this morning, man. I've been rotating them in the auction because it's been, for me, being a one-man show, it's easier for me.
Yeah, well, see, nobody plans on the one-man show thing. They're like, okay, hey, man, I'm going to have my own deal. No, folks, you're going to be the one-man show. You're going to be the printer, the shipper, the trasher, the freaking kitchen. You're doing everything, okay? You're going to still got your kids, the dog, and all the bullshit,
right.
And you still got to take care of your body. I mean, this is not for amateurs.
Right. And also, you know, I got a few rental properties, so I get worried about putting all my cash into this business.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I'd rather be in a rental business than a car business. I'll tell you that right now, though.
Well, I knew you started in the car business because that's what I'm saying.
I never owned a car dealership because I didn't want to manage the people. And like right now, you're a salesman, right? That's really what you are. You could say you own the car dealership, but the truth is you're selling cars. You're rolling cars, flipping iron. And that's good, man. That's good. I think I would put more of my energy into that real estate gig and have the automobiles as the flipper.
Just to move the money. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, John, thanks for calling in. Diana from Virginia, real quick.
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Diana, how you doing? I always love my female callers. See, I just like the way a female sounds on the phone, guys, better than a male. Is it? Now, I wonder if that's true for everybody. Is it true for everybody? Y'all like a lady's voice? I do. What's up, Diana?
Hi, Grant. Great hearing from you. I've heard of you at Entrepreneur Magazine in New Orleans.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Now, did you like me or Barbara Cochran better? Who'd you like?
Definitely you.
Thank you.
You got us all fired up. But I'm looking, I just started a decorative building company, but I'm having trouble selling online. to my customers.
Yeah.
I tried the in-person thing, selling. You
okay,
know,
good. So, Diana, look, you got to figure out your offer. Okay, you got to figure your offer out. When your offer is right, you will freaking slay it. It's not the product, it's the offer. So you got to get attention. Like we did this thing the other night, millionsonthephone.com. We did a video webcast. We had over a 12% conversion rate. Why? Because the pitch was right, the offer was right, the package and the promotion of the package was right. So on the internet, you got to get that offer so right. It's completely different than being in person. Stay with me. I'll be right back. You're on the Cardone Zone. We're talking business. Hey, I'm just inviting everybody on Periscope to dinner with me. If you guys have not, you're all invited. Let's roll. My wife and my kids are out of town. I'm a bachelor this weekend. I'm doing fight night at my house. Let's tear the damn place up. Everybody knows where I live. So look, if you haven't used Periscope yet on Twitter, download the app, follow me, because two or three times a day I do these freaking crazy Periscopes, which is basically live video casting. I'm going to say hi to you guys. Bye to you guys, okay? You guys can go to Cardone Zone on Whatever It Takes Network. Love you guys, by the way. Be great. So I'm going to kill that broadcast right there. That was about 500 people hanging out with me right there. But we're talking about starting your own business right now, okay? You need to get attention for your business. If you're going to go out on your own, you need to know how painful this is going to be. First thing I'm telling you is this, get real. Do not make the mistake of thinking this is going to be easy. It is going to be the most difficult thing you've ever done in your life. And it is why most people fail in business. It is not because they're out of money, they don't have capital, or they didn't go to school. It's because, dude, they didn't know how painful it was going to be for how long it was going to be painful. Evangelist. You must become an evangelist. 3, get me the money. Don't show me the money. Quit talking to me about the market is big. Go get me some money for your product. First question they ask on Shark Tank every time. How much have you sold? Every show. There's never, ever an exception to that rule. Get obsessed. You're going to have to be a freaking fanatic. Okay. I'm telling you, you got to be all in. Like, you got to be cultish, all in, crazy, whacked, obsessed, sleep it, eat it, drink it, breathe it, throw it in your arms, pay cut, take a pay cut. Business plan means nothing. You need one because the bank's going to want to see one. But look, it doesn't mean anything. I've owned and operated 5 businesses. I've never had a business plan. Still don't have one today. Only time I come up with one is when somebody says, can we see your business plan? Sure, man. I don't even know what it says. Because it will not take into effect all the things. What if you have a divorce in the middle of it? Right? What if you find out, hey, man, my girlfriend's cheating on me. My boyfriend's cheating on me. Whatever. What happens if one of your kids has a problem and has to go to rehab for drug addiction? Dude, it's going to freaking whack you out for 3 months. You go through a divorce, it'll whack you out for 3, 4, 5, or 6 months. Then you're going to go through the whole dating game again. Now you're going to be a playboy for a while. That'll fuck you up for 6 months. So you just wasted a year and wasn't in your business plan. Diana, go ahead, Diana. I'm sorry I had you on hold so long.
No, it's fine. I'm just listening. You were talking as far as get the offer right. Can you go into detail about...
Yeah, so what is it you sell? What, first of all, what's your website?
My website is JPVenue.
JP the new.
VANUE. .com.
What does that mean, JP the new?
It means, well, when I started out, it's jewelry and pillows revenue. Venue.
Is it nude? Pillow. Wait. Help me out here. JP Johnson Paul the new?
Yes. VANUE.
VA. Oh, V-A.
Mm-hmm.
N?
U-E.
U-E. Well, dude, I don't even know what that means. What is Van? There it is. This is a good-looking website. No, that's on Etsy, okay? Uh-oh. I hit some kind of error here, okay? All right, so, buddy, look, this is what we got to do, okay? We got to get people to the website first, right?
Okay.
Got to get attention. All right? I don't know what JP Venue means. So the first thing that happens to me is if I hit a misunderstood word,
right?
Then I'm going to be like, well, I don't know what that word means. Okay. So I got to know where I'm going. Stop, go, yield. Oh, I know what that means. Now, you put those same signs down in South America or put them in France. Oh, I started getting confused. What is stop in Paris? Arrête. Oh, what does this mean? Go? But the point is it slows me down and my interest drops, okay? So you got to get your website to say whatever it is. Is that a picture of you right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you selling faces?
No.
Come on, man. Come on. We got to get it right because when I get there, I need to know what it is you're selling me immediately. What is your site? I see designer of jewelry, decorative pillows, scarves, and more. So you gotta tell me that story. I tell this to my office all the time. We do a landing page, a website. Dude, tell me the story without words. Tell me the story without a video. I want to go there and see, oh, shit, man, I got to do that right now. So you got to get images, right? We talk about this all the time here. You got to get an image immediately, that tells whatever story. This is very, very difficult. This is where companies become brilliant at marketing, okay? Where I see one image and I'm like, oh, I got to go there and get that right now. You know, some of the app games are doing it unbelievably right now. Like you see people spending money on these ads. You know that ad? Y'all seen it? Can you win my heart? I'm like, oh, I want to. Right? But it grabs my attention. I come from Baltimore riots on CNN. And then, can you grab my heart? Can you win the village? Do you have whatever it takes? And I'm like, oh, she got my attention. Most ads won't do that. So you got to figure out on the internet, on the street corner, wherever you are, if you're going to go into business for yourself, dude, you got to be a freaking ridiculous marketer. Jay from Toronto.
How's it going, brother?
What's up, Jay?
Not too much, buddy. Listen, I don't got a lot of time, so I'm working on my Cardone call calculation worksheet. I got a lot of pitches to do today.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Did you enjoy Millions on the Phone?
You know what, man? I was so busy. I was making so many phone calls. I didn't have too much time to listen to the whole thing, but I'm going to go back and play it when I got a little bit of downtime tomorrow. But listen, I wanted to talk to you about, the honesty that's needed to kind of go through before you get into a business. Because I think a lot of people lie to themselves, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of people are not able to be honest and realize, you know, ask themselves, am I actually ready to do whatever it takes for my business? Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I heard a lot of great stuff that you're talking about, business plans and all this. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm 30 years old. I've been on the phone since I was 14. I sold my first website, you know, when I was 14 years old out of the Yellow Pages.
Wow.
I know how to sell.
Wow.
You know? But I didn't always know how to run a business.
Wow.
I failed a few times. And the reason I failed is because I was never honest with myself. I wasn't honest about all this stuff you talk about. You know, you got to do whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
You know, a business plan, I thought that was like the gospel. I thought, oh, I write this business plan, I just go and do it.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know, happens. I mean, if everybody that could write a business plan ran a business, I mean, you know, nobody would work for themselves because everybody can write a 2-page business plan.
Yeah. You know what I've learned in my experience in business is that a business plan is a stick in the sand. You know what I mean?
You
gotta have some goals. You have to know which way you want to walk, right? But when you get in the shark tank, you gotta know how to swim. You know, you gotta know how to maneuver.
Dude, I'm telling you something, man. Going into business for yourself, owning a company for yourself, you'd be safer walking through the jungle.
I think so, man.
I appreciate you calling in. You sound very American for a Canadian. I got to tell you, you're an aggressive guy. I love you.
Dude, I pitch Americans all day, man. I'm just trying to reflect what who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Well, Grant, do me a favor.
Go ahead.
You got a pen in your hand?
Well, yeah, I got a pen in my hand, man.
Write this down. Jay Boak. JAYBOAKE.
J.
A-Y.
Yeah.
BOAKE.
Okay. Book.
At gmail.com.
Dude, I got it.
And if you want your next best sales rep, get your recruiter to give me an email and I'll chat with her.
You got it. I'll do it today. Chris from New Jersey. We will be calling Jay Boak, by the way. Good pitch. Chris from New Jersey, what's up?
How's it going, Grant?
Hey, man, I'm great, man. How do I sound?
You sound beautiful.
How much do you appreciate the Cardone Zone every Friday, bro?
I just started today, actually. I was on the Millions on the Phone, and I was like, where the hell have I been?
Dude, where have you been? And by the way, how much did you love Millions on the Phone?
Dude, oh my God.
Was that the best money you've ever spent in your life?
It paid for itself in the first 6 minutes.
Dude, the first 6 minutes, I gave people scripts that we know for sure, okay? Because I had three emails yesterday. I did a $19,000 commission off a script on a guy I was trying to get in front of. Not only, Grant, did I get in front of the guy, I went and got in front of him that day. Had I not known about your script, I would have said, let's do it next week. Instead, I said, hey, if I can make time today to get over there today, would you see me? And the guy's like, yeah, come on, bring it, man. Went in, closed the deal, shut it down, boom, paid $49, okay? $49, made $19,000. Go ahead, man.
I had a question about your, going back to what you said about being a fanatic. And I am a fanatic about what I do.
Yeah.
I bring it anywhere I go. I lost my relationship over it, and I didn't even think twice because it's not worth it. Long run, for the rest of your life, be with someone who gives a shit about what you do.
Yeah.
And my whole point is that you come up with a business plan, and you're right, things come out of nowhere. Now, you always say, do whatever it takes. Now, for me, do whatever it takes, but how do you become more aware of figuring out what it takes, if that makes any sense? Like, you're gung-ho, you're ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. So his question basically is, hey, do whatever it takes, but then the first thing I do is I'm looking up and I'm doing whatever. It has nothing to do with what it takes. So yeah, I mean, you gotta get focused on the main thing. I mean, I use a day timer. Most of the time you're going to see me with some kind of day timer. If I don't have my 10X planner in front of me, I got a legal pad in front of me. I'm trying to write down, what am I doing today? Because look, if you're half as scattered as I am or feel most of the time, it is vital that you at least start, and if you have a lot of energy, you got to at least start directing this energy where it could possibly pay off one day. Because I've spent a lot of time and energy, a lot of my life, time and energy, that was not constructive. It did not move me forward. However, that being said, I would rather have scattered energy than have no energy at all.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody said to me the other day, they're like, busy is not productive. I said, yeah, but I'm not going to be productive without being busy. Okay. So my friend on Facebook says, I'll find her name here in a second. I love her. She's like, look, busy's not productive. I'm like, look, I've never been productive if I wasn't busy first. So you got to get in. First of all, I got to show up. Then I got to get a little busy. But look, I don't want to spend a lot of time in busy work getting distracted with paperwork and bullshit. Now, I'm saying that because I did that the first 3 years of my business. I was doing all this writing, planning, scripting, thinking. And my brother said, man, when are you going to go see a client? That's what I should have been doing from the get-go. I should have just been, hey, I'm ready to go. See, all these companies, the big companies that you know about, they sell products that aren't perfect yet. They have no problem with it. You're the one with the perfect problem. Apple sells products. Yeah, it's not ready to go to market yet. Shit, let's release it. These people are evil, okay? I'm telling you, Coca-Cola. Yeah, okay, well, we had to take the cocaine out. We replaced it with saccharin. What's in it? What's in Coca-Cola? Diet Coke. We're gonna put the aspartame. Yeah, it's not the best. It's not the best chemical. I mean, you know, and the can's made of rubber, aluminum, which probably is gonna freaking, you know, cause autism. It's not a perfect situation, but we need it on the shelf. Send it out to every country on planet Earth. Now, the point I'm making is this, man. You got to go to market, baby. You got to go to market. You got to get this thing into the marketplaces and quit doing this. I got to wait until it's perfect because it's never going to be perfect. And by the way, even if it is, if nobody buys it, it doesn't matter. You'll be out of money in 3 years. Eton from Israel. You have my attention, young man. Good job, bro. You were on Millions on the phone, right?
Billions on the phone.
Billionsonthephone.com.
Listen up.
Wait a minute. You listen to me first. You listen to me first. I don't listen to you first. You listen to me first. First of all, I just want to say to you, dude, that was freaking awesome what you did right there. Do I have your attention?
Thank you, man.
He learned that from millionsonthephone.com. That's one line that everyone should be using in your pitches, okay? To grab the attention of the receiver so you can control the communication. Let's see what else you got, Eton.
All right, Grant. I left my job. It was painful. I developed the technology. I started up the company. We told the investors, like you said, show me the money. Now we got the money and we want you, Grant, to be on our board of advisors. We already made a video. We delivered it to your main man, Heath Powell.
Okay. Oh, you want me to sit on your board of advisors?
Yeah, we want to make you also a lot of money.
I like a lot of money. You have my attention completely.
And I love the Israeli people. I love the Israeli people, dude. There is no. Are you a Jew?
I am a Jewish, yeah.
I love the Jewish people.
We love you, Glenn.
I do, dude. I love the Jewish people, the Jewish and the Italian people. I think the Italian people were actually Jewish before they were Italian. Is that possible? The nose, the whole nose thing, man. There's something like the nose. We at least had sex with each other.
It might be. So let's do it.
Let's do some business sex.
All right. So I will do the.
Let's make some business babies. Okay.
All right. I will go to the next level, man.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Now, hey, when do I get to come see your beautiful country?
We're welcome. We'll show you the man in Israel. You know.
I can't wait. I can't wait because I hear it's beautiful. I know the women are beautiful there. The city is beautiful. The business is beautiful, man. And how can, you know what gets me? How can 8 million people be such a threat?
You're right.
It's only 8 million Jews, man, in the whole world. I don't understand it. It's just mind-boggling.
We all want money, you know? We want to make money. It's good, you know?
Dude, you guys do make money. Y'all don't. Look, if a Jewish guy tells me, I can make money, and an American guy tells me I can make money, I know who I'm listening to. Who y'all listening to? Please.
For sure, man.
Come on.
I will deliver you.
Okay, let's do it, man. Let's do it. Let's do some business, okay? You going to fly me over there?
Well, we're going to fly over, you know what I'm saying?
Let's do it. Let's fly over all over the world. I can't wait to meet you, Eitan. Thanks for calling in. Jay from Harrisburg. Hey, Jay. Jay, do you work for yourself? We got a bad connection with Jay. So, folks, I'm talking to you about when are you ready to go into business, do some entrepreneurship? When are you ready to shark up and swim in the entrepreneurial seas? Look, this isn't for everybody, I'm telling you. Freaking whack job. Okay. Get real, man. You got to get real. Most of these businesses fail. Doesn't mean you're going to fail. My mom is like, 50% of all businesses fail. Okay, so what? When I was selling my TV show, the Turnaround King guy told me, he's like, okay, we're going to go for this. But you know, for every show that we pitch, 100 fail. I don't give a shit about the other 100. I don't care about them. But let's just freaking come out the freaking box and sell the first one. Be ready to take 400 pitches. But why don't we just come at this, you know, just have the right mindset, man. But get real that it's going to be tough. Number two, evangelists. You got to become a fanatic. Crazy, whack, the reverend, okay? Three, get me money, don't show me money. A gentleman called in a few minutes ago. He's like, hey, man, we know how to get money. It's different than this is a $1 billion market. This is a $80 billion marketplace. Give me the money, man. Get obsessed. Be willing to take a pay cut. If you're not willing to take a pay cut, you're not invested. If you think you're making 100 now or 80 now or 60 now and you're going to go to your next job and make 100 the first year, you're freaking whacked. You don't even understand reality. You're not going to make more money when you go into business for yourself. And by the way, even if you do, you're going to have 5 jobs. The shipper, the planner, the bookkeeper, the collector, everything. So you're doing 5 jobs. You're not paying yourself for any of them. And you're like, I made more money. And the business plan that you got, yeah, you need a business plan. But let me tell you something. You need a business plan on there that you're never going to show anyone. Because if you show anyone this part of the business plan, nobody will ever help you, get behind you, and will never lend you money. And that business plan would be what? The next Sandy, Katrina, 9/11, the next war, the next freaking Ebola outbreak, the next Baltimore, burn down the city, whatever, man. All the stuff that's going to, the divorce that you're going to go through, okay? How about the wife or the mother or the mother-in-law or your mom dies? You don't know what's going to happen, man. Bad things happen to good people, and great people get up and just keep going. Sean from San Diego.
Grant Cardone, what's up, buddy?
Come on, you in the zone, bro.
Hey, man, I'm a fan. I appreciate what you're doing. I got every book stacked up on my desk right now.
Come on,
what
man.
You doing, man.
Come on.
I wanted to chime in. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm on my fourth company, about to start my fifth. Been doing this for as long as I can remember. I often joke, you know, when I popped out of the womb, I asked, what's the Dow at?
Boom.
Yeah, you know, I've been born with it. But, you know,
what's the Dow at?
From my experience. And from
when
my,
I popped out of the womb, I'm like, sign here.
I hear you.
I'll get you approved.
I mean, you know, starting a business, a lot of people I've found come in two categories. You know, you have the real meticulous, analytical kind that just plan and don't execute.
Yeah.
And then you have the non-planner that just, let's get going, let's start running, and they fail as well.
Yeah.
My advice would be, you got to be right in the middle. You know, there's a fine line between procrastination and preparation.
You spitting, dog.
I hear you.
So he's saying, you know, look, there's two people basically, the planner that never executes, we know that's death, and the executor that doesn't plan. Okay, now I got to tell you something. If I got to be one of those two guys, though, if I don't know how to do the middle thing, because most of us don't know how to do the middle until we do the edges. Y'all agree with that?
Exactly. I'd rather be the one running than sitting.
Dude, look, I'm going to shoot before I even know what I'm shooting at. I'm just going to be like, where's the gun at? And then I'm going to start firing. Yeah. I remember I was 17 years old and I got in a fight with a guy and I waited too long to throw the punch. And then it was just too late. Because then he threw the first punch, knocked me out. I'm like, damn, I should have thrown that punch faster. So throw the punch, pull the trigger, execute. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hear you. But another thing is, too, like you're talking about on the show, people have a misperception of what it means to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand, when you're an entrepreneur, you're not this shiny suit man at the top, sipping daiquiris all day. You're an employee of your company.
Yes.
Your company comes first. Your company eats first. I'm 3 years into my current business that I've leveraged into an even bigger business. The first 18 months, I lived off of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. If I see another PB&J, I will seriously throw up.
You
but
should
that's what you got to do.
Dude, you ought to come to Miami and we should just sit down and have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Hey, man, we'll do it. Reminisce on the times when it took to get here, you know?
Yeah, hey, I appreciate you calling in, Sean. What is your business, by the way?
Right now, I got a preschool out in San Diego called Kids Academy. You can look us up on kidsacademyinc.com. And I'm starting up a fast casual fried chicken chain up in Seattle called Twins Chicken.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's being built right now.
That's awesome.
I'm a Seattle man. I'll give you some of the best fried chicken in the world you ever had in your life.
Can't wait, man. I love fried chicken. Thanks for calling in, okay? So Jared Thorne on Millions of the Phones was hands down. I'm reading off our comment page right now on Whatever It Takes. If you have questions or comments and you subscribe to the network, all you got to do is post your comments there. I'll read them. Jared Thorne, Millions on the Phone was hands down the best education I have ever received on making a phone call. It took me 12 hours to get through the program, guys. I put together a 6 script for my market that is going to be a closing machine. Thank you for writing in, Jarrett. Keith Dixon, I think Gary Vee said it best. There's a lot of fakerpreneurs out there. It's a cute tagline, but it gets real once you start. Mike Cosma, what is 181? White Cosma, what does that mean? Okay. Make so much sound that they hate your guts. Oh, make so much sound that they hate your gut. Grabbing the attention and keep on screaming is what I've learned. XD, funny stuff. Mike Cosma, dude, I'm all in. I work 2 jobs, family of 5, started my business from nothing, less than nothing. I'm in serious debt from a severe auto accident. Yeah, that wasn't on the business plan, was it? I mean, if you did a business plan and said, okay, 13 months from now, I'm going to get in a freaking car wreck, cut my leg off, and my weenie. Well, people be like, what you doing? Nobody has anything on their business plan that is about reality. Like, okay, for the next 5 years, nothing bad is going to happen to you. But it's something bad's happened to you every year for the last 25. Okay, it's ridiculous. Joe Keane, Grant Cardone, and his example makes these shows way more valuable than the value of the content alone. Justin Airsign, my boy's over at Airsign. I love those people, man. That's where Airsign advertising comes in. Fly your ad above the competition. Dude, we need to fly my hustle more and hate less over Baltimore right now, okay? With a little picture of Al Sharpton on the bottom. Al, what's up? I'm pissed off at Al Sharpton, by the way. Me and him were at the airport, and the guy wouldn't even talk to me. Hurt my feelings, man. I'm getting ready to hire. This is Ryan from Raleigh. I'm getting ready to hire for admin and sales positions, new sales reps. Would you rather hire a new college grad that is eager to learn but can teach them what you want, or would you hire an experienced salesperson? I'd hire them both. Hector M., if you're asking whether you're ready or not, it means you're not. That's smart. That's good. Oh, man, I'm glad I didn't hold to that rule when I had kids or got married. Jay Berry, I'm in the zone. Jay, how you doing, brother? Okay. Ryan from Raleigh again. Good to hear from you. Ryan Reinstack, love it. You're on Facebook. Nurse Buys House, loving the show today. You guys freaking are awesome, man. Love all the comments. Keith Dixon, Boss Cardone, Zone Time, baby. Dude, it's Friday. Thank God I'm free. Because I just won't say the other thing. Thank God I'm free and I got a chance at being free, and so do you, folks. And the only way you're going to get free is to be great. Somebody wrote me the other day and said, what industry should I be in? Quit worrying about the great industry and worry about getting great. You got to get great. If you're going to make it in entertainment or education or in technology, do you got to get great. Otherwise, nobody will know you exist. Be great, because you know what I say. Nothing else pays.
Cardone Zone is also available for download on iTunes and Stitcher. See the link in the description below.